Hello, Ray. This is Jeff J. Brown. I'm very excited to give you my first update from Taiwan Province now that Ellen and I are moving here. This is our hotel room. You can see the really groovy wallpaper in the background with the hotel with the hotel's name, Yongli Yuan. Anyway, she got the bright idea. She has two grandkids, and I've got one grandchild, one granddaughter. And she got the idea of ordering their doo-doos, their teddies, and having those, and then taking pictures with them here, you know, in our travels. And I thought, that's a good idea. That's something a woman would think of. So I ordered a small, you know, a doll, a flat doll, she's flat, from a very famous doo-doo. They're called doo-doos in French, from Lilliputian, from Lilliputians in Belgium. And so I got, and so I've been taking pictures with her. I call her Lady B, and she's reversible. She can be a little girl, and she can also be a ladybug. So I think it's a great way. There's going to be enough information in there that for those of you who have not traveled to China, you'll learn a lot anyway, you know, and in fact, it's way above my 2.5-year-old daughter's head, I mean, to be obviously. But she can at least see the videos and the photos and stuff, and maybe her parents will talk to her about what we're doing. So I'm going to, I encourage you. The problem is that Facebook is shadow banning me, and just as is almost all the other social media, Substack, Instagram, all of them are, except Telegram, and VK, the Russian ones, they are all shadow banning me. And of course, I can't even use YouTube anymore, because if I get one more strike, they'll take down my 500 and something videos. That's the life of being someone who is independent from mainstream media slavery and the big lie propaganda machine. But anyway, so they're shadow banning me, and so people friend me like crazy, but my friends stay the same. So what I'm going to do is I will post these once a week on China Rising Radio Sinoland with the links. And please go ahead and follow me on Facebook. Maybe it'll work for you. But anyway, once every week or so, depending on how many I do, I will post them on China Rising Radio Sinoland and blast them out on Substack, which is also hugely shadow banning the China Writers Group and Seek Truth from Facts Foundation. It's terrible. So I hope you enjoy them. I'm having a lot of fun with them. I think it's going to be a great way to learn about, you know, China for a lot of people out there besides my granddaughter. And I wish you a good day. Bye-bye.